Just great songs from the stage and screen is Express Spotlight. Joined now by George Rowlands, who plays Eric in An Inspector Calls. How are you doing, George?
Hi, very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. We've just had a little natter off there. It's your first tour. How is that going for you so far?
I mean, it's an experience. It's a constant state of tiredness that you kind of get used to. But no, it's a really fun thing to do, and I get to see places in the UK that I would probably never have gone to. So it's really, really a good opportunity.
Absolutely. And An Inspector Calls itself is coming down our neck of the woods. It's going to be at the Mayflower Theatre really soon. If people haven't seen An Inspector Calls before, I mean, a lot of people may have seen different variations of this over the years. But yeah. Play-wise, what can people expect?
Well, it's a thriller. I mean, it's sort of those of you that do know the play. It's kind of taken apart and made dramatic and smoky. And it's a play about an inspector that comes to a upper class family household and sort of slowly dissects them and breaks apart their relationship bonds and makes them all realize the weight of their actions and the consequences that they can have. So it's quite a dramatic thriller.
And I guess a little bit intense at times as well. How do you keep that up?
Well, yeah, it is an intense play and there's no interval. So it kind of shoots all the way through and we do two a day. So keeping it up is definitely the challenge. Napping is a really good thing that I've discovered. Nap, I can nap anywhere now. I can nap on counters, tables, chairs. Great.
And that's a skill you can take with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I hope so. It's the noise as well, napping around, loads of noise. It's quite a skill, I recommend.
And what about, you know, about this production itself has surprised you as someone in it so far?
I think the way that it just fires, the speed of it, and I think also the stakes. Stephen Daldry, the director, really wanted to bring out the stakes of the show. So. You know, that's when drama is at its most impactful, when the stakes are high. And so, that is fully realized here and everything is life and death. And I think it's a really exciting thing. Even if you have seen the show or you have read it, it sort of that surprised me how modern in terms of that sort of high action pace that we're used to, I suppose, now on Netflix and things like that. I think it's a really, really interesting piece in that way.
And there are so many fans of this story, you know, whether it's play or film or whatever, however it's been adapted over the years. Does that bring a lot of pressure to you guys on stage to make sure you're delivering what people are expecting?
Definitely. I mean, I think it's extra hard for an actor when the person that they're playing is a real life person, you know, like a biopic or something. That's when it's really difficult. But even so, I mean, it's in the case with this part, and for me specifically, this show has been around for 30 years. So I'm sort of stepping into the shoes of these actors that have played the character before, and finding your own way through that. Working with Stephen helped, though. I mean, he was lovely. He was a wonderful person to be in a room with because he let you be creative, even if these blocked movements have been the case for years and years. But yeah.
And you're coming down to the Mayflower Theatre, 1st to the 5th of November. Have you been down this way before?
I think as a kid, but I don't remember it. So I'm looking forward to going there. And it's from what I hear, it's quite a large theatre as well. Mm. So that's very different. Right now, we're at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. So, we're playing, 600 people or so here. And then it kind of, that's the difficult thing as well, like going from one small place to a big place to a small place.
Yeah.
And adapting really quickly. But it's exciting. I'm loving the opportunity. And I'm specifically excited to go to the Mayflower for sure.
I haven't fact checked this, but it's kind of commonly known as the largest theatre outside of London. So lots of weight on your shoulders, George.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the job and I can't complain. I'm in work, so...
Yeah, especially at the moment. Very, very tough. Lovely. It's good to have you on the show. Thank you very much for joining us and looking forward to seeing you in November for An Inspector Calls, George Rowlands. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Express Spotlight.